In a pivotal step for Syria's transition away from decades of Assad family rule, interim President Ahmed al-Shara announced on Saturday the formation of a new transitional government. The new cabinet, consisting of 23 ministers, is seen as a key milestone in the country's effort to rebuild and diversify its leadership while improving relations with the West. The formation of this government comes after mounting pressure from both Western and Arab nations for a more inclusive approach, especially following the violence that claimed the lives of hundreds of Alawite civilians along Syria's western coast earlier this month. The victims belonged to the minority sect from which former leader Bashar al-Assad hailed, further intensifying calls for a government that reflects the country's diverse ethnic and religious communities. The new cabinet includes representatives from different religious and ethnic groups in an attempt to foster unity. Among the key appointments, Yarab Badr, an Alawite, was named as transportation minister. Meanwhile, Amgad Badr, a member of the Druze community, will head the agriculture ministry. Hind Kabawat, a Christian woman who had previously opposed Bashar al-Assad, was appointed as social affairs and labor minister. Kabawat has long advocated for interfaith tolerance and women's empowerment, and her appointment signals a move toward a more inclusive government. Mohamed Yossar Bernier has been named as the new finance minister. Despite these changes, some key figures from the previous caretaker government remain in their roles. Miraf Abu Khosra, who has served as defense minister, and Assad al-Shibani, who has held the position of foreign minister, will continue in their respective roles. Shara also established two new ministries for sports and emergencies. Raed al-Saleh, head of the White Helmets, a prominent rescue organization, was appointed as the minister for emergencies, marking a significant step in recognizing the contributions of civil society groups in Syria's recovery. One notable aspect of the new government is that it will not have a prime minister, with President Shara expected to lead the executive branch. Shara, who was appointed interim president in January, has pledged to oversee the formation of an inclusive transitional government that will focus on rebuilding Syria's public institutions and guiding the country through the interim period until elections can be held. Shara indicated that elections may take up to 5 years to organize due to the complex political and social challenges the country faces. Earlier in March, Syria issued a constitutional declaration to guide the country through this interim period. The declaration emphasizes the central role of Islamic law while also guaranteeing women's rights and freedom of expression, further signaling the country's commitment to a new phase of governance and reform.